Do we have Ontario still on? We're waiting for Adriana, too. Sorry, Mr. President.
Okay, Commissioners, I'm going to call the meeting to order. This is a special teleconference meeting for July 19th. And present here with me at the commission office is Acting Executive Director John Fisher, Sherry Fonbuena, Anita Biederman, and Carol Horn from our staff. We have from the Attorney General's Office, Rick Thalhammer. We have Nancy Foley, Brian and Robert Gaunt, just Nancy Foley from our Law Enforcement Division, our Chief Director. And we have several members of the public. So as you know, we have two items on the agenda. And as President, I have decided that because we have so many public people here in our executive session will last no telling how long, that we would move to item two if it's all right with the rest of the commissioners and take care of item two first.
Don and I concur.
Fine by me.
And for the record, then, we'll go to item two. We have Richard Rogers on the phone in Santa Barbara office, field office, fishing game. Don Benninghoven also is with him. Michael Sutton is in Monterey, and Daniel Richards will be on the phone, we think, in a few minutes.
Yeah, I forgot the commissioners were here. Okay, Don, you can go ahead and tee up item number two.
Okay, item two is possible action on staff recommendation to reschedule the August 4th and 5th teleconference. I'm sorry, 4th and 5th commission meeting as an abbreviated teleconference meeting for August 5th. Basic background information, given the budget situation, staff is recommending that we hold a one-day meeting and we make things as condensed and abbreviated as we can do and take care of the essential items. I know that you're all aware that there was court action and a judge's decision announced regarding minimum wages just last Friday, but we're still in a situation where there are no travel advances giving out. We're also in a situation where there's no travel reimbursement for state employees, and we're also in a situation where there's no overtime. Additionally, there's been some delays with the South Coast MLPA process. We had originally planned to have a meeting in August where we would take public comment on that, and that's not going to be able to happen right now. So our staff recommendation is that we would save approximately $5,000 in facility costs if we took an abbreviated meeting in August. We have two public speaker cards on this here. Do you have any cards?
You guys have any cards in your satellite areas?
Ontario has one.
None in Monterey.
One in Santa Barbara.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to move forward with public comment.
Okay. Sacramento first. Have George Osborne, followed by Noel Kramer. Have 3 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. President, Commissioners. George Osborne representing the Partnership for Sustainable Oceans, the California Association for Recreational Fishing, and Coastside Fishing Club. I'd like to clarify, please, whether or not there will be actual public comment allowed during this abbreviated teleconference meeting first, if I may, Mr. President?
Or today?
Today.
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. We, of course, would urge the commission at the present time, because of the lack of time and getting travel schedules and people to the meeting, that you concur with staff recommendation for the abbreviated meeting in Santa Barbara on August 5. Further, we have received notification from the Department of Fish and Game today that the Port of Long Beach, quote, has denied the use of the room for the CEQA scoping meeting due to liability concerns related to potentially large crowds, end quote. And we would seek guidance, please, from the commission and the department staff as to when that scoping meeting might be rescheduled and when it might be rescheduled and when it will be noticed and where will it be noticed. And thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Noel Kramers?
Well, I have a question that might be clarified by the discussion. Noel Kramers of California Farm Bureau Federation. I'm here for the same reason that George Osborne is, the issue of aquaculture permits, and just wondering if with the abbreviated August 5th meeting, if that means then that issue gets moved to the next full meeting in September.
Thank you. Okay, Richard, you've got a public speaker in your foot.
Yes, we do, Mr. President. Should we go ahead?
Yeah.
Paul Wheatland.
Commissioners, Paul Wheatland. Well, this is very disappointing. This gives little expectation for any type of success. We've been for years told that we were going to have a finality on the abalone situation, and that was supposed to start to occur at the Santa Barbara meeting. It has been advertised for quite a long time that this was the meeting where everything was going to be pulled together and the situation discussed thoroughly. And continually, at the last commission meeting, I'll remind you how Dan Richards mentioned how the director's report was a fallacy, and that never do the eyesores ever get brought into focus. And this is part of it. So how are you going to appease the people that have been waiting for years for the finality of this abalone issue? Oh, well, we'll prioritize something else in its way. The other thing is the results from executive session. We still are not getting the results. How are you going to broadcast and tell us what happens in these closed doors, behind the scenes meetings that everyone has such a big stake in? That is all.
Okay, Ontario, have you got a public speaker?
Yes, sir, we have one.
Yes, sir. Howdy. My name is Anthony Canales. I'm with the San Fernando Valley Members Council, National Rifle Association. From the last meeting on the 24th, they discussed putting up four proposals for regulations limiting lead shot and lead ammunition in state wildlife areas. To date, we have not seen any ISO or other regulations posted on the website nor published with the Office of Administrative Law Register. And we were wondering if this is going to be considered in some kind of teleconference or abbreviated teleconference on the 5th, and whether it wouldn't be better to push that forward till the 5th, given delays in the torture committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, any others up in the satellite spots? Okay, that concludes public comments on item 2. We have a suggested motion that I'd like staff to read and one of the commissioners to make, if you're aboard with that.
If there's no discussion, the staff motion that suggested is moved that the Fish and Game Commission hereby authorizes staff to reschedule the August 4th and 5th 2010 commission meeting as an abbreviated teleconference meeting for August 5th 2010.
So moved.
Benninghoven moved, or whatever.
I'll second. Sutton seconds.
Okay. I got a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Wait a minute. Just let's do a roll call, so because we're on a teleconference. Commissioner Benninghoven.
Aye.
Commissioner Richards is not with us yet. Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Mr. Sutton.
Aye.
And Commissioner Kellogg, aye.
So this motion is passed 4-0, and we will come back to you, commissioners, at the August meeting with the schedule, our suggested schedule for the rest of the year then.
Mr. President, I have a question. It's Sutton in Monterey.
Okay, Commissioner Sutton.
I just had a related scheduling question regarding the Marine Resources Committee meeting in August. We we've been discussing with the Marine Advisor whether or not to postpone that. I don't know if this is an appropriate time or if we're able to talk about that on our agenda today, but otherwise we can do it offline.
I think you and Vice President Rogers should do what you need to do.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine with me, Mike. We can handle it.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, that takes care of item number two on today's agenda. Item number one is our executive section, which is not open to the public. So at this point, we're going to have to ask everyone except the commission and appropriate staff and our legal counsel to everyone other than them to, and at your satellite locations to leave the meeting. AGC will be asked to leave for the executive session as well.
There has been a request from our member of the public as to whether or not we're going to come back in the public session and report the meeting,
the outcome
of the executive session.
Yeah, we always do.
Yeah, so that'll be today.
Because the uncertainty is there are some ways to give a report of what happened with regard to the executive director.
Is there any estimate on the time?
If somebody misses it when we come back, AGC will be a part of that, and it will be online.
That'll be online with AGP video, and we don't have a good prediction of how long it will take, but let's start with 45 minutes, and we're close from there.
Back in an hour.
Yeah. You won't leave with that.
Thanks a lot.
I don't know
if it's 45 minutes.
Mr.
President,
come in. We won't wait. So. Let me know at your satellite locations when you're all clear.
The member of the public from Ontario has left.
We're ready to go here as well.
Okay. Ontario's on.
You want me to?
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna. Are you guys all ready to go?
What's that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to, I'm going to let Rick give the results of the executive session.
Okay, in the first instance, the commission discussed delegation of authority to, first of all, the president of the commission, to the vice president, to the executive director, and to the deputy executive director. And rather than read four motions that were considered and passed by the commission, they will be posted on the website, but essentially, in each case, the commission delegated authority to the president, the vice president, the executive director, and the deputy executive directors to sign or authorize certain ministerial documents reflecting commission action, or to sign things like travel claims and the like. And the exact language of those is quite lengthy, and so they will be posted on the website for the public to see in each case. And in addition, the commission ratified the president's delegation to John Fisher as acting executive director, which the president did on July 10th. July 6th. They ratified that action, and that will continue until a replacement. And then following that, the commission discussed its procedures for conducting and executing the search for a replacement executive director for John Carlson. The highlights of that would be use of the Department of Fish and Game's Human Resources Department to perform what we would consider the technical aspects of sending out a nationwide notice in search for applicants, setting a 60-day period for applicants to submit their applications. Then the commission itself would do the entire screening. They would do that so that each commissioner would have an opportunity to review all the applications and then narrow those down to a group that would be interviewed either by two commissioners first in a larger group, narrowing down to a smaller group that would be interviewed by the entire commission prior to final selection. Anything else anyone wants to add to that?
No, I think you covered it very well.
Those were the only actions taken by the commission during executive session.
Okay, commissioners, we'll the item number two we took care of. We did have some questions on by a couple of commissioners on the dates that are listed for the commission meetings. And commissioners, I looked at my calendar, and everything I had on my calendar matches what they've got listed here. So,
yeah, well, what they have listed here, for example, for September is September 15 and 16. I had understood it was to be moved to the 1st and 2nd. I guess that's not true. So, in other words, what's listed here is what we're doing?
I never heard anything about that.
Mr. President, there was a whole thing where October
was Labor Day, and the weekend coming up, and you had the opening of dove season, and that's why a long time ago the decision was made to move it to the 15th and 16th, I believe.
Okay.
That action was taken at the April meeting?
April meeting.
I missed that.
So what is not resolved is what we'll do with the November and December meetings, and we're working, those dates are correct, we're just working on a venue.
Okay.
And we'll bring those back to you at the August meeting, I hope.
Okay.
Mr. President, Tom Benigo, but what about the issue of the scoping meeting that George Osborne raised?
If you'd like, I can respond to that a little bit, Mr. President. Department staff is working on that right now. I don't know whether that meeting will occur on that same date in a different location yet, or whether it will need to be postponed as to and occur at another date and time altogether. But I will keep in touch with the department folks on it and get you information as soon as I can.
It's scheduled for this Friday, so it's going to have a lot of time.
Right.
Okay, did that answer all the questions that the commissioners had on the schedule in front of us?
Yeah, it does for me. I just have to unfortunately report that I'm not going to be around for the September meeting, and because I have a commitment on the big hole.
And you weren't going dove hunting on the first?
Yes, sir. I was going to do that, yeah. But I'm going on the big hole. I'll be gone for the September meeting.
Okay.
On our August teleconference, what time is that going to start, and is it all day?
No, it should be brief.
It will be a little bit longer than this meeting here because we have a few regulatory items that we need to take care of.
Because I'm the one that has to come to the commission office for these things, I would prefer it to be in the morning rather than the afternoon.
Fine with me.
Yep. Starting at what time do you want to start, Jim?
10 o'clock.
Fine. Are you okay, John?
And we should expect it would last 2 hours long enough, John?
You know, it may go three.
Okay.
It may go three. I can't forecast the public comments we might have on the regulatory items.
Any other commissioners who would like to come to this office and join me during that commission meeting are more than welcome.
Appreciate it. I'll think on that one.
I'll be overseas.
I'd like to make a comment if it's at all possible. Is that okay?
Sure. Go ahead.
I would like to draw everyone's attention to the fact that we have a commissioner who has not been confirmed and whose date of confirmation is the 1st of August, and therefore who, in all probability, may not be present at the next commission meeting, and I must tell you that I am very proud to have served with this commissioner, and thank him very much for his service.
Thank you very much, Richard.
I
echo the same thing.
You're a good man.
I've enjoyed it, you guys. I really have. want to say that, you know, we haven't voted as a unit on every issue, and I think that's a good thing. I really think that the different points of view expressed on this commission by the individual commissioners is very, very healthy, and I've just been very proud to be a part of it. Thank you.
Well, I hope, speaking for myself, Don, that rumors of your demise have been greatly exaggerated, and that we can still, that the Senate can still find a way to accommodate your hearing prior to the date that you turn into a pumpkin.
Well, I certainly would hope so, but we're getting down to, you know, just a couple of few weeks here, I think. So.
Well, either way, I've enjoyed that process. Thank you.
I have one more item, President. Commissioners, just to get your input on one thing, if you recall at the June meeting, we had an agenda item on the consent calendar. I think it was number 27, and it dealt with aquaculture. You took some public testimony, I think, and then asked that we hold it until the August meeting. And our recommendation is, since we're having a teleconference meeting and it's abbreviated in August, our recommendation is that we hold that item over until September.
Dan, how do you feel about that?
Yeah.
I can live with it.
I can too.
Okay. Then outside of that, we'll work with the president to get the agenda finalized for August and get it out to you as soon as practical.
Okay. If you guys don't have anything else, I'm prepared to adjourn the meeting.
No, hang on. I have one more announcement to make. It's very important. My son has just been assigned to the 421st Fighter Squadron, the Black Widows, who made famous in World War II by flying the P-61.
Wow.
Night fighters.
Where are they based?
Hill Air Force Base outside of Ogden.
Oh, well, that's great. So he won't be in Korea much longer.
No, but he'll be in Afghanistan.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Tell him congratulations for us, Richard.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, with
all
that...
Thank you, fellas. Ontario is signing off.
Okay, we're adjourned.
Jennifer,
bye for now.